The Mishnah starts the third part, beginning of the third part in Pesachim. Ve'elu Ovrim bePesach. Pesachim Mem Beis Omid Aleph. The Mishnah starts Ve'elu Ovrim bePesach. These are the things that you're over on them in Pesach. Ovrim means, according to Rashi, there's a Iser of Al Yeroi. You're not allowed to have it in your house, to have these things in the house, just like regular chometz. According to Tosfos, Elu Ovrin means these are the things that you have to take off of the table during Pesach. You're not allowed to eat them. Whatever it is, it means these are the things that are considered chometz in Pesach. The Mishnah goes on to give a list. Kutach HaBavli, Shechar HaModi, Chometz HaDomi, V'zeshum HaMitri, four things, which in the language of the Poskim, the Rishonim, and Achronim, they're called Arba Minim Medina, four different types of food that come from four different countries. In each country, the chometz that they used to do, the way they used to make food, mix chometz into different foods, different mixtures of chometz, different mixtures that they put bread into, or they put wheat into, and the wheat became chometz, Shechar HaModi, some kind of a beer that they would put grain in and it would become chometz. All these things are forbidden either to have in the house on Pesach, or even if you hold it, you're allowed to have it in the house, but you're not allowed to eat them on Pesach. These four things, the Mishnah later on lists other things, and that we won't go into so much, and maybe later we'll mention it. Again, the Mishnah said there's four things that are which called, and the Gemara gives them one general name, Ha'aruvus Chometz, a mixture of chometz. Four different foods from four different countries that are forbidden at least to eat on Pesach. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara calls these things Ta'aruvus Chometz, one general name for all four things. And the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds Ta'aruvus Chometz is forbidden, and he learns it out from a pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Lo Socheilu. The Gemara over there in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, in the lower part of the Amud, the Gemara brings the pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Lo Socheilu. The Kol, as the Gemara later on explains, that the word Kol always comes to include more things. It comes to include Kusach HaBavli, L'Rabos, Kusach HaBavli, Sheikh HaMadi, Chometz HaDomi, Zesem HaMitri, the same list of things which is mentioned in our Mishnah. You need a special pasuk. Without a special pasuk, we wouldn't know that they're forbidden. We would even think that it's that you're allowed to eat them. The pasuk says they're forbidden to eat, but they're not on the same level as regular chometz. That it says Yochol Yehei Onush Karas, the Gemara goes on to say. The Gemara says Talmud Lama Ki Kalocho Chometz V'Nichreso, has to be Chometz Dogon Gomur and not Taruvus Chometz. There's no Onush Karas. It's only Belav. It's forbidden, but there isn't the punishment of Karas. You don't get on it because it's still not Chometz itself. It's only a mixture of Chometz. Comes out that even though the Mishnah is giving a list of four different things, but there's one general rule to them, Taruvus Chometz, a mixture of Chometz. The Mishnah could have really said Taruvus Chometz also be Pesach. Instead, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah gave a list of what are they, this kind of food, that kind of food. We're supposed to understand by ourselves what the Mishnah is saying with this is that Taruvus Chometz is forbidden. That I wouldn't ask, why didn't the Mishnah just say simply Taruvus Chometz? Because that you find, that's the way the Mishnah talks. The Mishnah gives examples and relies on us that we should understand what it's talking about. As we have the Mishnah that everybody knows, Elam Mitzias Shalov, Elam Chayv Lahachrin. These are in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Mishnah goes into a list of things that you're allowed to take. The Mishnah says, Eilu Metzius Shalot, that you're allowed to keep lost objects. And the reason is because there's no simen But that, there's no sign on it to know who to give it back to. But that we're supposed to understand by ourselves, that Eilu Metzil Shalom means things that don't have a simen. Same thing as over here. One thing I would ask, what's so special about these four things? Over there, at least everything the Mishnah listed, and the list the Mishnah gave over there in Bav Metzia, a long list of Eilu Metzia Shelo, but each thing you have to know, is it a Dover Sheish Bo Simen, is it a Dover Sheim Bo Simen, everything is different. But over here, it would have been enough just to say one thing. The Mishnah gave a list of all four things. It sounds like what nowadays, when you have booklets of kashrus, that they give lists and lists of things, which things you're allowed to eat Pesach, what you're not allowed to eat Pesach, which is very good. But the Mishnah doesn't usually do these kind of things. Mistaver is, it makes sense that there's a special reason why Dafka, these four things, the Mishnah listed. We'll explain it later. In Daf Mem Dalet on the Aleph, the Gemara on top, in the first line on top, the Gemara says, a new klal in Bitul Barov, in Shurim, there's Adin Hatter Mitztaref Le'isur. We know there's Adin Abashir, you need a Kezais for all Yisurim, to get a punishment, to get an onish for eating an Yisur, has to be a Kezais. And we hear there's a Din Hatter Mitztaref Le'isur. You have a half a Kezais. Rashi says a half a Kezais of one thing, half a Kezais of Chometz, let's say, and a half a Kezais of not Chometz together, and somebody eats it, it's Chayav Korach. The first line on top, Dav Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Linyan Chometz V'Pesach Nami, which Nami means also the Din would be, and Hetem Mitztaref L'Isur. And the Gemara says that you're right, that is what it says in the Din of Rabbi Eliezer, that in Chometz V'Pesach we say Hetem Mitztaref L'Isur. Rashi over there on top, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph on top, Filo Chometz Nami, Rashi says, Do Amrinon Ale Ruvo Belav. That's the Gemara we saw in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer's Din, that Taruvis Chometz is Belav, is forbidden. Rashi says, V'hainu Nami Heter Mitztar V'Lisa. That is the Din of Heter is Mitztar V'Lisa. Comes out that the Din of the Mishnah comes out that the Din of the Mishnah of Eilu Ovrin B'Pesach, when we learn in Rabbi Eliezer's Din, the Taruv is Chometz, is also that's the Din of Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. But it seems that there's more to it than that, because Tashi says Eilu Ovrin B'Pesach means there's a Isur Achila, so it's forbidden to eat it. You have to take it off of the table on Pesach. That would seem to mean that the Mishnah has to tell us that it's Chometz. If the Mishnah didn't tell us that it's Chometz, we wouldn't know that it's Chometz at all. And we would think you don't have to take it off of the table on Pesach. If the whole din of Taruvus Chometz is a din of Hetem, it's Tire for the Easter, and that's all. So we know ourselves that it's Chometz. All what we're missing is, what we don't know is there a din, is this considered a shir, is there an onish on it, is there a chorus on it, and that the Mishnah would say Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, and there is a chiyuv chorus on it, he does get chorus, but that it's chometz, that in itself, that it is chometz, that we would know anyway. And the Mishnah doesn't seem to be saying that. The Mishnah seems to be saying, this you should know, this is chometz, you might think it's not chometz. So the Mishnah is telling us it is chometz, and in that the Mishnah says you have to take it off of the table and face it. So it seems that in the Din of Taruvus chometz is not just that Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, like it says in the Gemara. And we'll soon explain it more. Further on, and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings Abaye, asked a kasha to Rav Dimi, and the union of Heter Mitztaif Meisha. And Abayim wanted to prove that the din of Heter Mitztaif Meisha is not only a special din in certain places, when it's a din in Kol HaTorah, in the whole Torah we say Heter Mitztaif Meisha. Abayim brought from Tumah V'Tara for certain Tumayim that are only Metame Truma. That is, Atul Yom. And we have over here Issa, we have dough that was made of dough of chulin, and then there was garlic and oil, shum v'shemen of truma that was, according to Rashi, mixed in it. Rashi learned there was a tarubis, a regular tarubis, and in that the Gemara says, lo pasal l'makom ma'go'o, that was truma, and he only passed with one place. And the Gemara asked, let it be Batal Barov. This is Rashi's pen in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was Batal Barov. The Gemara answered, no, not Batal Barov. Omar Rabba Barbara Chonim Matam, oh, the Zor Loka Alein Bekezais. A Zor gets Malkus if he eats a Kezais of this mixture. Again, we're talking, it was Mikveh, which is the dough of chulin. The main part was chulin. There was in it shuman, shemen of truma. That little bit, which is a mute, a minority, that should be bottled in the isa, and it shouldn't be chayv on it. And the Gemara answers, it's not bottled. And a zor, why? How do we know it's not bottled? Because we know that there's a deep, that a zor lo kalein, because eyes, if he would eat a kezais of this mixture, he would be chai of malchus. That means he would have a din of truma. Since it has a din of truma, since he gets malchus by kezais, which you see from there that it has a din of truma, from that we know that it's not batal barov. Then on that, the Gemara goes into explaining why is he loke by kezais. In the beginning, the Gemara wants to say, because after mitzvah for the Easter, and the Gemara answers, because there's a din of kezais with the achilas pras, and that's why he would get malchus. There's in this mixture, there's within the amount that's called pras, which Rashi says is four beitzim. If he would eat four beitzim of this mixture, within those four beitzim there'd be a kezais of truma, and that's why he gets malchus. And there's a special din of kezais with the achilas pras, which is not the bottle, and he gets malchus with kezais. Comes out from here. What's Abaye's shita? Abaye's shita was that we say Hetem Mitztaif Leisha and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just a special din in Tarubis Chomet, only it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Abaye learned it out from Shunga Shemin, and then he wanted to prove that there's a din of Hetem Mitztaif Leisha in the whole Torah. First of all, you have to understand, there's two things you have to understand in this Gemara. First of all, what are we looking for? We're looking for reasons why this Shum V'Shem is not Batal Barov. Why is it not Batal? Let it be Batal and there shouldn't be any Tumah here at all. The whole Tumah is only because it's Truma. It has to be Truma in order to be Mekabel Tumah. And now we say that it's, and if it's Batal Barov, which would seem to be, it's not Truma anymore and it's not Makabal Tuma. You have to look for a reason why it's not Batal Barov. What is the answer? Heter Mitztaif Leisha. Where do you see in Heter Mitztaif Leisha that it's not Batal Barov? How does that tell us that it's not Batal Barov? Heter Mitztaif Leisha is a din in what is considered a kezais. There's a din in Onshin, you need a kezais in order to get Malkus or Karas. You need a kezais. Here we don't have a kezais, and now we say Heter Mitztaif Leisha. You put together the Heter with the Iser, and you do have a kezais. So where do you see in that the Iser is not Batal Barov? Maybe the Iser, if you have more Heter, so it is not Batal Barov. And the Gemara seems to not to be saying more than that. The Gemara seems to be saying that because there's a din of Heter Mitztaif Leisha, it's not Batal Barov. And then, Mrs., if you look in Tosfos, Dibur HaMantzel, Eva Mai, Heter Mitzvah Yishim. You see, Tosfos says that Abaye himself held like that. In the end of the Tosfos, he says, why do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer Bekusach HaBavli? Why don't they hold of Taruvah's Chometz? Why is it that Taruvah's Chometz, according to them, is Midaraisa, not even allowed? He says because the Isha was Mu'ud. His robe was Heter. And his bottle of the robe. The Lashon of Tosfos is, towards the end of the Tosfos, Rabbanan lo darshi kol. The Kishav Easter Mu'ud and Mitztarev Kamoba Alma. When the Easter is Mu'ud, you don't say Heter Mitztarev L'Easter. You see from here, Heter Mitztarev L'Easter doesn't have to be a contradiction to the Din of Bittul Berov. Bittul Berov you can say. Heter Mitztarev L'Easter you can also say Heter Mitztarev L'Easter will be when it's half and half. Or when the majority was the Isser, and then the Heter will be mitzvah. Let's say 3/4 Isser and 1/4 Heter. You still need that quarter to make it into a Kezayis, so the Heter will make it a Kezayis. But where do you see in the Din Heter mitzvah Isser? You don't say Bittul Berov. That's one thing you have to understand in the Gemara here. Another Din you have to understand, another thing you have to understand here. Well, what did we say? What did Abaye hold? What did Abaye want to prove? He wanted to bring out from the din of mikveh shalchul l'shem v'shem shel truma that you see in kol ha-torah kula heter mitztarev l'isher. The question is why? Where do you know it from? Where do you learn it out from? Where's the pasuk for it to say heter mitztarev l'isher in the whole Torah? In the beginning of that same Tosfos, Dibur HaMantzel Elamai, Tosfos says, the Rabbi Akiva Dafke Islayata Mitztarev L'Isha Bechlata Degoma Minozi. You learn that from Nozi. This is the famous passage of Mishras, which says Heta Mitztarev L'Isha by Nozi. And that's the Gemara in Mandalim on the face. He was Shara Pito Beyayin. He dipped his bread into wine. Because half of the piece of bread, half of the Kezayis was wine, the other half was bread. And that we say Heter Mitztarev L'Isher, you put together the wine and the bread and it's considered a Kezayis. That's a pasuk by Nozir. And from there you learn out in the whole Torah that you say the same thing. Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. Comes out that that's what Abaye proved, that's what he brought out from here, that the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher was said in the whole Torah. But we said before that Rabbi Eliezer's din of Chometz v'Pesach, Taruvah's Chometz v'Pesach, was the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. That is the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. Comes out that there's a special pasuk in Chometz v'Pesach to tell us Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. That's the pasuk in Mandim Medalas that we brought from Kol Machmetz Lo Sochelu. That we said L'Rabbos Kusach HaBavli, and we learn out from there the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. The din of Taruvah's Chometz, which seems in the Gemara that is the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher. The question is, what do you need a special pasuk in Taruvah's Chometz? What do you need a special pasuk in Chometz to tell us Heter Mitztarev L'Isher? If in Kol HaTorah Kula you say Heter Mitztarev L'Isher, and learn out from Nozi, you don't need a special pasuk by Chometz. It's not worse than all other dinim. These things you have to understand. Again, we asked two ha'oras on this piece of Gemara here by Mikveh Shalchul. One thing we asked, how do you learn out from Heter Mitztarev L'Isher? Where do you see in the din of Heter Mitztarev L'Isher that you don't say Bittul Berov? And another thing, if you do say Heter Mitztarev L'Isher in Kol HaTorah Kula, why do you need a special pasuk by Chometz for Taruvah's Chometz? In order to explain all this, let's explain another thing in the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. When the Gemara talks about the Mishnah of Eila Ovrin B'Pesach, The Gemara starts off, Man Tana, who's the Tana that says, Chometz Dovim Gomer Adei Taruvus, Nukshe Beinei Belav? Who's the Tana that said this din over here, that on Chometz, on Taruvus Chometz, there's a lav? Also, Nukshe. Those are the other three things in the Mishnah. We didn't talk about them. That they are called Zomen Shel Taboim, Bamilon Shel Tabochim, Kovim Shel Sofim, three things. The Rishonim call them Shlosha Mine Umnius. The people used to mix chametz in with different things in order to do different things, to use it for different things. Painting, pasting, and that mixture, or that chimut, that amount of chimut, is called chometz nukshe, which Rashi explains that it didn't yet reach the level of chometz, which is the regular level of chometz by all types of chometz. In the Gemara, you have such a thing called siur. Rashi says shalom is chometz called tzarku. It didn't become yet. When it's called Tzarku. In the beginning of the Suya, Rashi says in Dibur Maschel Man Tana, Rashi calls Chometz Nukshe Ra. With one word, Rashi explains it. Chometz Nukshe Ra. And later on, Rashi says, Nukshe De'eino Roy La'Chila. It's not Roy La'Chila, Rashi calls it Nukshe. And there the Gemara looks for who's the Tana that said these things. And the Gemara brings, it goes like Rabbi Eliezer, that he said Chometz, Taruvus Chometz is over Belav. That is Rav Nachman said that, and Rav Yehuda said that it goes like Rav Meir that said Chometz Nukshe is over in Alav. And that, each one brings a Tana to support the Din of the Mishnah, but the Tana only supports half of the Mishnah. The other half of the Mishnah he learns out from the first half, which means that, let's say, in the beginning of the Sugya, Rav Yehuda Marav said Rav Meir that the din of Chometz Nukshe, which is Chometz, it's not a regular Chimut, it didn't yet become Chometz Legamri, or the Chimut is not Roy L'Achila so much. It goes like Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said Siyur Yisarev, that it's considered Chometz. And with that, he learned how to kalva chomer. He learned how to kalva chomer. If you say that chometz nukshe is belav, as the Gemara says further, shamina leder abmeir nukshe beinei belav. The kolshgan chometz dogon gomur aidei tarubus. Even though we don't know what Rav Meir said about tarubus chometz, we make a kalva chomer. If by nukshe he said it's forbidden. Nukshe, which is chametz, which is not yet finished, the chimutz of it didn't yet finish, didn't become chametz, like regular chametz, and still Rav Meir says it's a lav. So now we learn out the tarubis chametz kolshken that is over on a lav. Why is it a kolshken? Because tarubis chametz is chametz, only when it was mixed up with something else. But chametz it is. It's a kalva chomer from Nukshe, which is not yet chometz. It's not finished chometz yet. And if that's also it's a chometz dogen gomer, no problem is that it's mixed with something else. Kalva chomer that it should be also. And that you have to understand what kind of kalva chomer is that. When you talk about taruvus chomer, you're not talking about is it chometz, is it not chometz. You're talking about bitul berov. Is there din bitul berov on chometz? It's mixed with nachom. It should be bokal barov, and that we say a special posik or machmetes. It's not bokal barov, and there are different reasons, ways to explain what the Torah meant over here. The not bitul barov that we say over here, there are different ways in Rishonim how to explain it, as we'll soon see. The Ramban in the Melchama says that it can't mean it's b'mashu, can't mean that just any tarubis, a little bit of chometz are mixed into a lot. And to just say a general klal chometz is not bolta barov, that's not what it means. It means that chometz, but for whatever reason, it's not bolta, That's what the Torah is coming to tell us over here. Tarubas Chomis is not book. What does that have to do with Nuksha? Nuksha is a different question. Nuksha is a question, what is Chomis? How much chimutz do you need in order to be considered chomutz? You see, a halfway chimutz that you call seer, which the Gemara gives different examples, Yichsifu Ponov, Kikane Chagovin, Sarvastak of Zevazer, different levels of chimutz, different changes that happen to the Yisiv, which called chimutz. But just because that's also, where do you see from that you don't say Bitul Barov? Why would you learn how to Kal Vachomer from that? Bitul Barov is a general din in the whole Torah. Did you say Bitul Barov? Why shouldn't you say it? Just because Nuksha is also. Of course it's better than, in the sense that it started out with real Chomets, and that it's better than Nuksha. That's true. It started out with regular Chomets. Nuksha didn't start out with regular Chomets. Nuksha was only halfway Chomets. Okay, that you could say, that we can understand. But in the end, what happened to it? It got mixed. And if it was mixed, it should be Bitul Barov like every time. How do you see a Kal Vachomer from the Din Nuksha that you don't say Bitul Barov and Taruvas Chomer? To explain this, I think you have to say, to find a way to make Taruvas Chomer, to find a similarity between Taruvas Chomer and Nuksha, and say that just like in Nuksha, something is missing with the Chimut. It wasn't machmitz all the way. The same thing in Taruvas Chomets also has that problem. Which means that since it was mixed, so you don't feel the chimutz as much as you feel in regular bread. When you eat it, you don't taste that same taste of chimutz that in regular chomets you taste. It weakens the taste of chimutz that there is in this. That weakness that it has, we might say, takes off the din chometz of. And that's what you learn out from Nuksha. Nuksha, there's a weakness in the chimutz, that it wasn't machmitz all the way. Taruvas chometz also, the fact that it's mixed with other things weakens the chimutz of it. And we find a svara, which is similar to this, in the Ran. Later on in the parak, it says, chometz that was not roi la'achila, pas she'ipsha, they got spoiled, they got rotten, and it's not fit to eat, it's still considered chometz. And the Ran asks why. And the Ran says, because it's roi l'chamea bo isos acheiruf. I guess it probably means dough. Or maybe bread, I don't know, but the Ran says that you can make chometz, you can put it into a dough, which is not yet chometz, and it'll make it chometz, it'll put a chometz in the other dough, and that makes it chometz. You see from here that if you have chimutz, even in something that should have been mutter in the whole Torah, but if it has an ability to make other issues chometz, that itself, that makes it chometz. The possibility to make others chometz. You see from here by chometz, which is in, what's important of it, this koach, this taste that you call chimutz, that's what makes it chometz. If that's what's important, and if it has in it that taste, even if it's such a food that should have been mutter, but if it has in it that taste, and you can only see it by putting that taste into a different yisur, it would also be enough to give it a din of chometz. Roi l'chamea bo yisus acheres. Ad kidei kach, that's how important the taste of chimutz that chometz has. Kol shekein, if it was mixed with a taruvus, and the taste of chimutz was weakened, that it shouldn't be considered chometz. So that's the main thing that makes the yisur of chometz, that taste. And if it was mixed in a taruvus and that was weakened, how could it be considered chometz anymore? Now we can understand good the Gemara. Gemara makes a Kal Vachomer from Nuksha. If Nuksha, which is, it didn't even begin any chimutz, or it didn't begin 100% chimutz, It didn't come to a chimut like regular bread. It never reached that level, and still the Torah answered it. Still it's forbidden. So it's chametz that did reach the level of chimut which it's supposed to reach. Only later it was weakened by a taruvus, kavachomer, it should still be considered chametz, and it should be osur. Comes out from here. And when the Torah said the din of taruvus chametz, the Torah wasn't coming to say that chametz, that wasn't the main purpose of the Torah, wasn't to tell us that chametz is not bottle beroth. The main purpose of the Torah was to tell us that a weakness in chimut through taruvus does not take off the din chametz of it. But the meanwhile, the Torah said belav, the Torah gave it a lav, the Torah said it's osir, so it must be that the Torah means heter mitzvah of leisir. Because you see from here that the Torah said, he didn't just say that it stays chametz. The Torah gave a special lav on it. The Torah said lo so chela, which on a lav you get malchus, and the only way that you could get malchus on such a thing would be if the heter is mitzvah to the isur. Because if you eat one kezais and there's achilas be kezais, the Torah said lo so chela, which means a kezais, how could you get malchus? The whole kezais is not chametz. It must be the meanwhile you see that the Torah meant to say a din of Eter Mitzvah of Leisur also. That's why you get malchus. But now we can understand what we asked before. We asked before on Abaye, and Abaye said that in the whole Torah there's a din of Eter Mitzvah of Leisur. So we asked, what do you need a special pasuk in Chometz v'Pesach? The way you read the Gemara Poshit, the Gemara is saying that Abelezer's din of Taruvus Chometz is a din of Heter Mitzvah of Leisur. And according to Abaye, you say that in the whole Torah, so we don't need a special pasuk for Chometz. Let it be the same Heter Mitzvah of Leisur of Kol Torah Kula. But the answer is no. That's not what the purpose of the pasuk. That's just you learn out Derech Agav. That means it comes out from that. You have to say that once you say the din of Taruvus Chometz. But that the main purpose of the pasuk wasn't to tell us Heter Mitzvah of Leisur. The purpose of the pasuk was to tell us that a weakness in the Tam Chimutz doesn't matter. That it has a din of, just like there has a din, just like Nuksha is also. So a weakness of Taruvus is also awesome. But it doesn't come to tell us the din of Heter Mitzvah of Leisur. After the Torah said that this kind of weakness, this kind of weakening of the chimut is also it has to be that it must be that there's a din heter mitzvah of leisur here also. But la'olam, the din heter mitzvah of leisur in Kol Torah Kula, you don't learn out dafke from chometz, you learn out from nozir, you learn out from the pasuk by nozir. Now that we explain this, we'll come to answer the second kasha that we asked. We asked over here a kasha when Abaye wanted to say in Mendalad and Aleph that there's no Bittul Berov, the Shum V'Shemen is not Bittul Berov. How did he see in the Din Heter Mitzkayev Le'isur that it's not Bottle Berov? Who tells him that it's talking that it was only a mute that should have been Bottle Berov? Maybe it's talking about half and half. And that's why we say to him it's Torah Felicia. Maybe now the whole pasuk of Chometz, that the Torah said that in of Taruvus Chometz is also the Torah meant such a Taruvus which was doesn't have to be Bottle Berov, maybe half and half. If the whole purpose was to say Heter Mitzvah Leisur, where do you see here that there's no din Bittul Berov? But the Torah, according to what we're saying, it's very simple. It had to be that you learn out from here that it's not Bottle Berov. Why? Because if it would have been half and half, the chometz wouldn't have become weakened. The metzias would have been that it would have stayed the same chometz like before, the same taste, the same chimutz, that same koach of chimutz that has it, it would still have. So what does the pasuk have to tell us over here? What's the pasuk coming to talk? What's the chiddush? It's the same comment like before. The pasuk, the purpose of the pasuk wasn't to come to say had the mitzvah fleece. So it must be, if the Torah came to say that this weakening of the tam chimut is also awesome, it must be that there was only a mute of chomet and not a rov or not a half. And on that the Torah said komach metzah there's a din of taruvus. From that we understand it's not Bota Barov either. Understand that it's not Bota Barov and that had to mitzvah please. If it was the way we learned in the beginning, Poshet and the Gemara Linyan, the Gemara on top, Linyan Chometz Pesach Nami, that the whole purpose of the Pesach was to say had to mitzvah please. So then we wouldn't know, how would we see it's not Bota Barov? No, it's not. Now that we're learning, it's not like that. And we're learning it out from the Gemara Mem Gimel Medal. If the Gemara made a Kalvachomer from Nuksha, so you see from here that the Taruvus Chometz that we're talking about is a Taruvus which is similar to Nuksha, which has weakened. That has to be that it was a Rov of something else and a Miut Chometz. So now you see it's not Bota Barov. But Abaye went a step further. And Abaye said that not only in Chometz you say that, only in the whole Torah you also say that. Wherever you have a Taruvish, we say Heter Mitzvah for Yisr, all over, like as you said, you're running out from Nazir, and it's not Bota Barov. That you have to understand. Where did he get that from? Okay, by Chometz I see by Chometz there's a din, there's a special pasuk that Chometz is not Bota Barov. But where do you see in the rest of the Torah that it's not Bota? And that you have to say like this. First of all, before we go further, the Ramban says in the Melchamos that this din, this pasuk of Chometz, the pasuk was not coming to say that Amashu Chometz is not Bota Barov. One crumb of chametz that fell in the pot, that the whole pot is forbidden to eat, is also, it's not a din d'oraisa, even though it is also, but that's a din d'rabbanan. It's not what the pasuk is coming to tell us. The pasuk is coming to tell us in a case where the chametz, we know that it's here, we feel that it's here. What is it? Tam ki iker, the chametz gave a taste into the rest. On that the Torah said, the din taruv is chometz, and on that the Gemara said, Heter mitzvah v'lisa. Rashi says the same thing on Memhei Amid Aleph on the bottom. Rashi said, Rabbonon de pligi aleidu of lezer bekusa rabbali, alma leslu tam ki iker do reise. Memhei Amid Aleph, Rashi right before the Mishnah over there. Rashi says, if you argue on Taruvus Chometz, it must be that you don't hold of Tam Ki'ikr. That means that those that do hold of Taruvus Chometz, they do hold of Tam Ki'ikr. The Chometz gave a Tam into the rest. On that, the Torah said, the din of Taruvus Chometz, like we explained before. The Tur in Simon Meir Tovman Beis says that all these things that you call them Taruvus Chometz, they were put into the Taruvus, L'kiyuha Ba'alma. Which I don't know how to translate that, but it means berach that it gives some small taste or some kind of a taste, but not a regular taste. Not that you want to have a taste of chometz only. Could be a means to weaken, maybe to weaken the sharpness of the other thing. There is a taste, but it's not the level of taste that would be called tam kiker all the time. That's what taruvus chometz means. The Rambam goes even further. The Rambam holds that the special din of Taruvus Chometz is talking about Tzayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. It was so much that when you eat a pras of four beitzim, so you ate a kezayis. Whatever it is, however you're going to learn over here, the Taruvus Chometz that the Torah said is also is that you can feel the Chometz somehow. You can feel the Chometz in the Taruvus. But we would still, we would have said Batel Berav, or the way we were learning, we would have said it's not chametz because it's mixed, because it was weakened, and that the Torah gave, can you give a special din of Taruvah's chametz? That's awesome. Mamela, from that comes out a din after Mitztar Felicia also. Abaya that he learned out from here and called to it's like that. It must be that he also was saying the same thing. Anything that has a tam, that gives a tam into the other thing. Like over here the case, Shum v'shemen shel truma gave a tam into the mikveh. On that, on something that gives a tam, there's a Rashba in Chulin Tzarek Chesom et Beit. The Rashba says that te'ima, that's a hakor, to recognize when you have a mixture of tarubis and you say bitul berov, you say you don't know where the thing is, where the isher is, but bitul berov. If you can taste the isher, that means it's considered hukar isher. You know where the isher is, you know that it's here, so then it's not bitul berov, because we have a din of tam ki iker. It's not bitul berov. The Rashba says, the Rashba means to say, even after the Torah gave a special chidush of tam, that there's a din of tam, the tam itself is also, it still would have been batel berov. Also it is, or it still has hetzer to be mavatel. But on that, you have to add that tasting it means recognizing it, we know where it is. Maybe we have a iser, which we know where it is, it's not batel berov. Abaya holds, once you say that you know where the isher is, once you say, either you say it's not batel berov, or you say it is batel berov. Because over here, the truth is, this gemara here is not going with the din tam kiker. In the Sefer Divrei David from the Nachlas David, his Melchiach, he says that this gemara here didn't know the din of tam kiker. The gemara looks for reasons why is it not batel berov. Gemara says either kasetim mitzvah felicia or because kazayis lefdei achilas prav. Gemara didn't say it's not batel berov because of tam kiker. The Gemara didn't know there was such a thing as tam kiker. He said. Still, according to the Rashba, the fact that you taste the isha there, it means you know it's there. If you didn't taste it, it means you don't know it's there. If you taste it, you know it's there. You just don't know where it is. It seems, if you learn up good this Rashba and Chulin, it would seem from there that there's two levels in Bitul Berov. There's such a thing as the whole thing is erased altogether. You don't know where it is, you don't know it exists, you don't even know it exists. That's something that doesn't give a taste. Something that gives a taste, you know it exists, just don't know where it is, and still Bitul Berov. It's all the same Bitul Berov, it's just more Bitul or less Bitul. Is a bit of not knowing where the thing is not the thing not existing, or the thing existing and still being batel berov. Saying like this. Here we're talking that it gave a taste. So you do know that the thing exists. You just don't know where it is. Only what? Still, on that, the Torah gave it in batel berov. So here, we have to bring the famous Ran in the dorm, Daf Nun Beis. Ran in the Dorm says, Melvadin Rabbi Yehuda holds, Limber Mino is not Batel. Two things that are the same type, they don't become Batel Berov, and the Adra, but one strengthens the other one. Says the Ran, everybody agrees to this cloud. Two similar things, one is not Mavata, the other one. He can't erase him if he's the same. If they're the same, they strengthen one another. Only the Rabbanan that hold the Min B'Mino is Batel, they hold the two things, they might be the same, the same food, but in Deen they're different. Even though in Metzias the substance is the same, but in Deen they're different. This is Iser and this is Hetzer. The difference in Deen is such a big difference that one can be Mevatel, the other one. The Hetzer doesn't strengthen the Isha even if it's the same, because the difference in Deen is such a difference that it can be Mevatel to the other one. So I'm saying, according to that, over here that you know it exists because you taste it. Together with that, we have a din of Heter Mitzdar Vlisha Abayot Yisayit and Kod Torah Kula. Comes out from this. How can you use the Ran? The Ran says that the whole Svara to say Bitul Barov is because the difference that this is Het and this is Isher makes, that this should be Mevatel that. But over here, that Abayalzi do say Heter Mitzdar Vlisher and Kol HaTorah Kulo, comes out that this kind of Heter over here, which is talking that you eat it together with the Isher, not that it eats it separately, eats it together with the Isher, this is a type of Heter that not just that it's not going against the Isher, not just that it's not different than the Isher, it can even help and strengthen the Isher to be chayiv on it. That if you'll take a half a kezayis of heter together with a half a kezayis of Yisrael b'chayet, comes out that this is such a heter that's not different than the Yisr. It's not so far, not such a big difference between this and the Yisr. In this situation that they're together, that they're mixed. If you eat them separately, you don't say heter mitzvah. Somebody would eat a half a kezayis of heter and afterwards a half a kezayis of Yisr. I don't think that you'll say on that Heter Mitzdar Vlisher, even according to Rashi, that all that Heter Mitzdar Vlisher is when they're separate, the Heter and Yisr are separate, and he puts it still means that he puts them in his mouth together. But if he eats first the Heter, how can that be Mitzdar Vlisher? At the time that he ate it, it was Heter Gomo. If he eats first the Yisr, so what are you going to say? He's not allowed to eat the Heter afterwards. Well, why shouldn't he eat the Heter? The Heter is that only one. It means that he ate it together. According to Tosfos, it means that they were mixed together. Mam is one thing. A Heter in that situation strengthens the Isha, so it can't be Mevatel the Isha. So that's a pshat. Abaye holds that we say Heter Mitzdar V'Isha and Kol HaTorah Kula because of the Pasuk of Nozer. You learn out from Nozer. Once you say Heter Mitzdar V'Isha, so it can't be mevatel according to the Ran and the Dorim, that for Bitul you need a difference that this is Heter and this is Isher. Hisnagdus, a steer, one is different than the other one. There are two extremes, Heter and Isher. But now that the Heter is not so much different, it can help the Isher be mechuyev. It can help to be chayev on the Isher. Such a Heter can be mevatel the Isher. That's what Rabbi is saying. Oh, that we have a din. Rav Heichidon, Matam. Oh, Vazar Lo Kalem Bekazai. Rav Mishim Heter Mitzar Flisha. Because there's a din Heter Mitzar Flisha, Memela the Heter can be Mevatel Disha. You might ask, when is there a din Beitul Barov? So in every Tarubis, there should be a din Heter Mitzar Flisha, and the Heter can be Mevatel Disha. The answer is, when there was no Tam, you don't know at all that the Heter, that the Isha exists. It's not in existence, it's as if it's not there. Such a Bitul Barov, there isn't it's as if there isn't any Isha to begin with to stay on it, Heter Mitzdar V'Isha. But when you can taste the Isha, which means you know that it's here, if you know that it's here, what do you have to do? You have to break it. You have to be Mevatel it. It exists and you have to be Mevatel it. With what can you be mevatel to it? Only with a heter, which is not able to be mitzarev to it. But a heter that can be mitzarev is not strong enough to be mevatel to Isha. So that answers, that's the other question that we ask. Where do you see in the din heter mitzarev to Isha that's not botel barov? According to this Ran, you do. It's memele, it comes out like that. Because heter is mitzarev to Isha, so the heter can't be mevatel to Isha. After we have all this, we can go back to the first question that we asked. The Mishnah starts off Elo over in Bepesach, and the Mishnah gives a list of things. And we asked, why did the Mishnah have to give such a list? Why is it not enough to say one thing? But according to what we're saying now, the whole Indian of Taruvah's Chometz is that the weakness that the Heter weakened the Chometz is not enough to take off the Din Chometz from it. So on each thing separately, you have to know this change that happened to the chametz, is that enough to be matir? And in each food, it's a different type of change. It means you taste a little bit of chametz. Rashi called it tam keiker. The Torah called it kiyur ba'alma. Is that taste enough to be considered chametz? So on each thing, you have to say separately. It's like in other places in Shas when the Mishnah gives lists. The Mishnah gives a list. Eilam Mitzvah Shalom. The Mishnah lists a long list of things. Everything separately you have to know. Is this a Dover Seish Basimon or not? The same thing over here. There's a list of a few different types of Taruvah's Chametz. Each thing has a different taste. You have to know. Is that taste a taste of Chametz or not? So that's why the Mishnah listed all these things.